Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a roadshow Friday in Gloucester, Massachusetts, where it is St. Peter's Fiesta weekend, and I am told by the locals that on Saturday, which is the big greasy pole day, there will be 20,000 people out on this beach behind us.
So, wow. A
lot of stuff going on up here this weekend, and it's been going on for a long, long time, and at about 7 this morning, we'll get to talk to last year's greasy pole champ, Paul Allen. He will tell Shime all about the secrets of the pole. And I don't know when Hardo Tom will get here, if Hardo Tom will get here or not. But he did. I think he threatened to come down and see us this morning.
So. Maybe that's why Wiggy took a flex day.
Yeah.
He got scared.
Yeah. Wiggy has apparently flexed a roadshow Friday.
You're going soft.
He just kind of casually mentioned it on the way out the door at about 10:15 yesterday. He has something to be at. We would never want him to miss it. I would have loved to go see the Counting Crows last night over at MGM. Benway.
Mr. Jones would have been an experience.
I missed the Counting Bros show, so yeah. I love an Avicii cover band. All of us are here for you guys.
Yes.
That's why we're here. Wiggy, I don't know what to tell you.
I feel bad. I mean, there is a woman here who got a specific Wiggins jersey for this show.
Yes, there's a stand-up, ma'am, with that Wiggy. She's got the Wiggy.
And she has a Wiggins jersey.
Wiggy 85, and if you want, Shine will sign that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Heck yeah.
Now, I have a question. We're right near a beach.
Yeah.
This woman's wearing a Wiggins shirt, and what's around her neck?
A lei.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yep. Maybe it all makes sense.
Yeah, maybe they're still out there.
Who knows? Yeah.
I just feel duped. Honestly, I feel duped. Yeah. I'm not mad that he missed. Go do whatever you have to do. I just feel like he and I are pals, and I was duped.
Yeah. Well, he was having intense conversations with you this week about the hotel, about Gloucester, about all of those things.
And about jock straps and how they work on the male body.
Yeah, yes, he was.
That was a long one yesterday.
Yeah. Maybe not the word I'd use.
This is Tony from Nashua. Tony, good morning. Jackson, you got to bring Tony up if you could. What?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What's? What nope. is? What? Sean, you may have to.
I'm really sorry. I was listening to something in queue. My bad. I was.
What were you listening to?
Just something for They Said It. That's my bad.
Something for They Said It in like an hour.
That's good.
If you could just get Tony real quick. Jackson, thank you. Tony, good morning.
Is the phone popped?
You have to turn the phone up.
There he is.
Is it possible? Where's Ken? Can AI do what Jackson does, or is that not possible? Tony, good morning.
Yes. Good
hey,
morning.
What's up? How are you?
Mike's good. How are you? My theory on Wiggy, based upon what he said to Courtney and
at the last minute. Is this was planned the whole time? He's out. He's on an interview, and it's been nice having him on EEI. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. I don't think he's interviewing. I mean, he did tell me sort of what he was doing, asked me not to really talk about it.
Right.
He'll be
in all sincerity, the worst part, yeah. I wasn't there for this, is saying that he told Ken.
Yeah, Tony, thank you.
Like, Ken is many things. He is dull.
Ken,
but
come here.
He is honest.
Let's get an update from Ken before we get to
Woo, Ken.
Ken
Laird, the
not bland, excited for this.
The bland manager. We need to dig into this real quick. Morning, Ken.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Great job last night, My Place by the Sea.
Thank you.
This morning, everything's great here. So Wiggy told you, he says he told you 3 weeks ago that he was going to flex a roadshow Friday.
Right. We had a very awkward conversation before you two had a conversation.
Okay.
And he said...
He came down to your office.
Did you reenact it?
Yeah, yes. He came down to your office.
He said, so I'm out tomorrow. I said, what? What do you mean you're out tomorrow? And he went on to explain his situation.
Yeah.
He said, you remember we talked about this 3 weeks ago right here in your office. And I said, I have no recollection of that at all.
You would remember it, correct?
Well, yes, because if he's going to miss a roadshow, there are a number of things that have to happen. I would get, you know, Shime or a replacement here, and we get College Tom to come in, and there's a whole – and I had a room for him here tonight, so –
You
all
had a
the,
room booked for last night. You mean.
Right, which we switched over to Shime's name, and all that. So,
still got the Marriott points.
I think we did have a conversation related to the – I can't say too much about it.
Right.
So he did tell me – but somewhere in the translation it got lost, and I don't know.
Right. So at some point he may have casually said to you, I'm thinking about – penile enhancement surgery.
Right. And you, that was not the
and
subject.
You said, all right, but just give me a heads up.
Scrotox.
No pun intended. And so, okay. But he may have mentened at one point that he was thinking about this thing causing a day off.
I never got the day off part of it. I got the thing that was happening.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe he was afraid to tell you that he was going to take a roadshow, so he thought the last minute. I mean, we've all been there. Like, you're going to take time off, but you don't want to tell your boss about it.
Oh, I'm way more anxious before talking to Ken about anything I do.
Yeah, and you.
I just am fascinated as to how we're going to handle this on Monday.
All right. Well, Ken,
I wish I had more answers. I apologize, but
it's fine. I mean, you just run the place, but whatever. Yeah. All right. Round of applause for Ken Laird.
All right.
Good job, Ken.
Now we got to wake up.
He's the boss. All right. Jackson, if we could now, let's get to this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to like me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes to show. I've got Friday on my mind.
Well, Jackson, I know the artist who had a hit with that song originally. That song is Friday on My Mind, and the Easy Beats had the original, but that doesn't sound like the original to me. That is a cover. Is that David Bowie doing that cover?
Yes, that is David Bowie, absolutely.
Okay, all right. The original's great, by the way. Excellent, excellent song.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Choice. Doesn't ring a bell for you?
No, I didn't know that
Same.
One.
Would you know it if Sabrina Carpenter did it?
For sure.
Okay.
She'll be in the news today.
Oh, she's in the news today?
She is, Sabrina?
What's that? Is she getting married?
Oh, no, she's just, America runs on Duncan, and so does Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Okay, all right. Excellent.
Have the Bezos banned weddings?
No, but they've banned cell phones at their wedding.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, you can't have a cell phone.
Huh. And do we know who the musical talents are at the wedding yet?
We know Elton John. We know Lady Gaga.
Oh, both of them are playing for the Mr. and Mrs. Bezos.
Yes.
And is the wedding today or
do not know. There was a big party last night, okay. And I believe that there's like a private island that they're all being shipped over to.
Huh. Could they stay there?
Yeah. No.
They have to come back. all right. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru, and you can find your authorized Subaru of New England dealer when you go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Make it a Subaru summer with Subaru. Are we giving Jackson a lead this morning?
Yeah.
Should we? What do you guys think? Lead for Jackson? Yes? Glosta says...
What are we doing?
What is wrong?
I don't know. You can't say... Okay. A family douche move.
Hold on.
There you go.
Did you dump out of yourself?
I did, yes. I didn't know
okay.
I was going
to
say
so
that.
Okay, so I just need to let the audience know who missed the whole entire thing. So Jackson just dumped out of himself for saying D-bag. Mm-hmm. So you have a family douche move you would like,
yes.
A ruling on
yes.
it.
Yes,
okay.
Or I have a business idea that I would like to submit.
Oh, God.
Well, let me ask Gloucester. Do you want the douche move ruling on the family? Go ahead if you want that one. Okay. Or do you want the business idea from Jackson?
Ooh, that's Ty, okay. I guess he has to do both.
I think it might be the business idea.
Okay. Oh, but I gotta know the D move
well,
now.
We can do that. Later.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's your business idea, Jackson?
Okay. So I don't know about you guys, but I am a huge fan not of only Costco but of farmers markets. I love a good farmers market, right?
Okay.
And I know a lot of people
said
do.
No one under the age of 90 ever, but go ahead.
Greg, like
you
farmer's
hit,
market.
You hit okay. the nail on the head right there, said nobody yes. under the age of 90. I figured out that if I partner with some local farmers markets and talk to whoever sets them up, perhaps set up a DoorDash-type delivery service for only farmers markets to, you know, old people and people who can't leave the house or don't want to leave the house. I know I always forget about the farmers market, and I'm pissed off afterwards that I forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
So if you can order it from, a handy app on your phone, uh-huh. and instead of going out to the farmers market in the, dead heat of summer.
Right.
And
Jackson, I would invest.
Thank you, right?
You would?
No, I already have the name. Farm to table.
Okay.
That's the name.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking farm
it would
to
actually,
door, maybe.
It would actually be farm to Jackson's car.
Right.
To the table.
To table.
He's the owner.
Sure.
We would have other drivers.
I don't need to ask this just of you, but don't, as you age, you don't have the same sense of taste? As you lose your faculty.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
If you're an old person, I feel like farm to table from a farmer's market versus shop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This wouldn't feel much different.
Yeah.
Farmer's market is a special place for those, over the years.
Right, but they're not there. They're in their house.
But if they can get the stuff delivered there, then they'd be happy, old people.
Huh. So the idea is they're too old to go out of their home.
Not necessarily old, but, you know, maybe people with disabilities or, you know, or somebody who just doesn't feel like leaving the house. Because I do DoorDash sometimes, and I've never seen the option for a farmer's market on that. So I figured I could start, you know, on the ground floor, talk to one town. Yeah. And I see if I can be the designated driver, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, think about a Saturday morning. Who wouldn't want to open their door up and see Jackson standing there holding a zucchini?
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
If I'm holding one of those tomatoes from a farmer as opposed to the supermarket, then you will be very happy.
Right. Okay.
I would say an idea that I would do, I would have Ken deliver the Red Sox score to old people.
In person?
Right.
That's nice.
And the 90% of the people who voted for that lead want the other one.
they regret their decision.
All right. Jackson, thank you. Sure. Excellent lead. Thank you. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. There are many great food debates that occur right on this very program, and I'm here to settle an all-time food debate across the world.
Ooh, around the world.
Around the world. This is I'll just simply ask the question. How do you like your bacon?
Oh, we've had this argument before on the program. I am a floppy bacon person.
My guy. See,
disgusting.
Greg gets it. Nope, Greg gets it.
Sorry.
And another world-renowned chef, Greg, agrees with us.
Really?
Chef Jose Andres, the founder of Central World Kitchen.
Yes.
And he has restaurants across the globe, has weighed in on how you should eat your bacon. Jackson, if you don't mind rolling Jose Andres for me, please.
Crispy bacon is the Darth Vader of bacon. Bacon was never supposed to be crispy, people. It was supposed to be used on the griddle, one side, the other, and eat it nice and fatty and warm. Crispy. Why crispy bacon?
Because we love the texture of crispy bacon.
This is Darth Vader.
We love the crunch.
99.9% of people don't know how to eat bacon.
This is American.
No. Crispy bacon. Here. Get out of here, people. Here.
There you go.
Could not agree more. But there are people who really like the crispy bacon. I don't understand it.
I need it as crispy as possible.
Wow, you're
I want it
just eating beef jerky at that point.
Yeah,
no,
is it like
you're not.
Is it a texture thing?
Yeah, I don't like the floppiness. I don't like the texture when it's too mushy in the middle. I need it to be like crisp. I need it to have a snap almost.
So how do you? So for instance, Kathy had wonderful filet mignon with the potato.
Yes.
On the toothpick last night, Courtney. How normally would you take your filet mignon?
Medium.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Man, this is the biggest douche move of all time. When people, like, turn up their nose if you get meat.
All I'm saying is...
Well, it's not... But
Greg's like, rare. I want it still mooing.
I do. Oh. I do want it... Who doesn't like their steak rare? It's,
I'm medium rare, but...
I'm medium.
Yeah.
I don't want bloody.
Really?
It's not blood.
I know. Thank you.
No, I think... I mean, you think about summertime and a great BLT. Who wants to bite into it and do damage to the roof of your mouth and everything because the bacon is so
Greg, I'm so – it's like chewing on Legos. Yeah, who wants to chew on Legos?
Right.
I do not.
All right, Shime, great lead. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I was fascinated by the massive reaction to Breslow yesterday with the show and how many people, Greg, took the answer he gave you about being buyers or sellers as saying they would be buyers.
Yeah.
Because he said he was asked by you – will they be buyers at the trade deadline?
Right now, right now, if the trade deadline were today, are you buyers or sellers?
Right. And he said, we will seek to improve the team for 2025, which does not mean that you're going to be a buyer. And I just the way in which he answers questions, and there was a gentleman I was speaking to last night at the meet and greet who said, he is one of the guys, unlike other people that we have on the show, that doesn't appear to be bothered by the peppering. And I think it's because he's very comfortable in his role. That while Heim Bloom, you can make the argument, was hired and fired for doing exactly what they asked him to do, it took them 10 people to finally land Breslow. And I believe that Henry and Kennedy know if they fire Breslow, nobody's going to want to come in and be their, you know, synthesizer of algorithms for their manager.
So that's why he has no problem answering questions the way he wants to answer them, because he is assured he has a job for life.
Right.
Like,
He is here. He will be the one, inevitably, the next person to go. I mean, he's not here for life, but
whatever.
Cora, right, will be the next person to go.
You think so? Between he and Alex Cora,
absolutely,
he has more job security.
Because right then, as Wiggy pointed out, and Wiggy's been actually flawless today, he said yesterday, he said that, you know, Cora wasn't hired by Breslow. If you fire Breslow, then the next GM will have another inherited manager that he would likely want to move on from, so you'd be back at square one anyway. So I just – it's not great. It stinks, actually, that Breslow in this way of operating is going to continue, but I see zero – I mean, if ever there was a time to shift and pivot and say we need to acquire someone, add money, prove to the fans that we want to do this, this is the time, and they are not.
So in your mind, when he says improve – that means that you are making a trade and you're not spending any additional dollars in acquiring that player. It's
right.
It's not a player who comes with a $30 million price tag.
Or it's keeping Roman Anthony on the club all year as opposed to having him in AAA. You're improving your team because he's a more talented guy, but it has nothing to do with adding payroll or doing anything of the like.
Yeah.
And I don't think they understand. I clicked on the Red Sox ticket, like their direct website for this weekend. The Blue Jays are in town.
Yeah.
12 seats together anywhere in the park. So there's obviously an ambivalence that's building with the fan base, and they just don't seem to care.
Yeah. Well, it's an important series for them.
Oh, definitely. All these are.
They all are, but this one is a division series,
right,
and you'd like to see them win the series.
That'd be very nice.
At the very least. All right, that is Curtis's lead. Round of applause for Chris Curtis.
Thank you.
He really appreciates the adulation and the positivity of your support. We are in Gloucester, and we're going to take a quick break. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney's lead and to my lead, and then at 7 – we will talk to the defending Greasy Pole champion, Paul Allen. So that is all coming up from Gloucester Roadshow number 7 here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.